Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah. Mardi Gras continues to be the hardest part of cooking and serving. Restaurants, we'll do that as we need, and I hope that you will be with you all of that food waiting people to come on over, and some flavors to come over as well, even more when they demand things more. This is the shiny and cold word feeling in the best where you will find. And when did I go off the rails on this completely and didn't and stop
the second or believing third word.
The that's most right. Interesting writers and food fair local.
Last night we were at dinner and Tom was talking to the manager of the restaurant, and when he finished saying something that sounded like that, the guy didn't really know what to say, and I said, "Oh, don't worry about it. If it didn't make any sense, don't worry about it."
Isn't that something? The respect that I get, and the respect that I don't.
All
hey, there's
right.
a new steakhouse.
Everyone.
A new steakhouse. It is new?
Nope.
It's not a steakhouse.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And you found this.
The cruise ship is behind right. you, Tom.
It's oh, is that
Royal,
what it is?
I think it's Royal Caribbean. I was wondering what it was. I think it's Royal Caribbean. It's got that translucent green look everywhere.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
They're
as
all
well.
Very distinctive in their design. I think I wasn't sure who it was at first, and then I went, oh, duh, it's Royal Caribbean.
Would you like to take a cruise right now?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
I've done it a few times. Smokestack was puffing, so I think they're probably going to be leaving in the next hour.
They are powered, I know you know, by charcoal.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I had that wrong. Anyway, Marianne is here. That's
Hi.
The voice that you
Happy
just heard.
Happy post-Mardi Gras, everyone. How was your Mardi Gras?
Mine or yours?
No, I'm never asking you, Tom. I'm always Why? Asking the listeners.
Because, oh, okay. Well,
because we're
I'll
the
listen.
Hosts of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And we're doing our best to make
we're
it happen.
We're doing it for listeners. That's it.
To be a yes. program that you will never hear the likes of again.
I think
we've nailed that
it,
right?
Is safe to say.
We got it.
That is safe to say, Tom. Mm. Anyway, we had a lovely Mardi Gras. It was a busy Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Tom, I got to tell you, the Crescent City Steakhouse thing has definitely grown on me.
Yeah? How come?
Well, it's a very festive party.
It really is.
It's full of goodwill and it's a nice party. It's a nice party.
Can I tell the whole story without getting too long about it?
Sure.
Okay. About 25 to 30 years ago, you're
40. What is it?
40?
More like 40.
It's possible. It seems unlikely.
Tom, I've been in your life for 31 years, and the Crescent City thing was well entrenched by then. This goes back to the 70s, I think, doesn't it?
No, not quite that far.
If it goes back to the 70s, you're into 50 years.
Could be. I'd have to really study this.
Okay.
Study my own books is the place I need to do. Anyway, what this is all about is that, what is it all about?
What's it all about?
Alfie.
Tommy.
Oh, you.
You went to the Crescent City.
Yeah.
One day.
Crescent City Steakhouse.
50 years ago, and there was no one there.
Nobody there.
Tom is the original influencer.
Nobody there at all. Zero.
Before that was ever used as a word.
Not a pathetic setup,
and
but.
Well, you were the pathetic one.
Well, we'll see about that.
So then you started talking about it, and now it has grown to a two-hour wait.
Well, there was nobody I could talk to because the place was empty.
Hour wait.
Well, I stayed, though, and they never did get another customer. This is going way far back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's literally what I did. I couldn't stand the idea that they were just coming in and not eating anything, because I know it's a good steakhouse, and I always like the place, too. So I did. I had dinner. I ate the whole, with all the extra little bits and pieces.
It's a quirky and place.
The next,
sure.
The following year, I was in the same area because I was stopping in at Zulu.
Oh, so it wasn't an immediate tradition already? You didn't I need to make this a tradition?
No, it...
Oh, really?
It went on for a while.
It was, because you do that with a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. But anyhow...
I thought it was like an instant, this is going to be my new place to go on Mardi Gras.
Well, the second time, there was an interesting little touch to this. Chef Paul Prudhomme and his wife were there, and I don't think, as a matter of fact, I'm sure that they weren't at the Crescent City Steakhouse because I told them to do it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well,
at all.
Maybe so, but I wouldn't put that.
What?
That they were a great influence on everybody. I mean, this is Chef Paul Prudhomme. So, anyhow, moving on. I love these things. Thank you for getting me.
I got them.
Anyway,
are we boring you yet, folks?
And then I had dinner again, same place, and by the third time, somebody was noticing that this is a repeating event, and it has been that ever since. Yesterday, I should have actually gone around and counted the number of people who were in the parking lot, but I think it was something like around 40 or 50. And they were stacked up out in the parking lot, which I felt terrible about because there were so many people.
Why?
Well, because they wanted to get in and they wanted to enjoy the whole steakhouse thing.
I think everyone that's at the Crescent City on Mardi Gras expects it to be an all-evening affair. They're there with their friends, and it's just a wonderful aura of camaraderie.
Exactly. Because it's the kind of place.
There's no rush involved. There's no, it's just great.
Yeah, and they people who started coming to it started laughing about it. I don't know how this got started. I think I still am a member of a fraternity at Tulane, although I didn't go to Tulane. But I was
at UNO.
At UNO. Actually, you're right. That's exactly where it was. Big drop there.
You don't get to be in the fraternity
no.
if you don't go to the school.
So I went to I went there to
UNO
for UNO and then
or to Crescent City.
And then once again on for Mardi Gras, here we are all eating
steaks
and stuff.
Potatoes.
And that started happening so
broccoli
that
in my case.
There were three people and
stuffed
then there
mushrooms.
Were, then there were 12 people. Then there were 13 people.
Yeah. You know what I
then
was thinking about? You know what I was thinking
people.
About yesterday when we were there? Do you ever remember that commercial from the 70s? And it was for Breck hair shampoo. And it was tell two friends and then the whole screen gets filled up. Yeah, that's what I thought about. I was thinking, this is one of those things where everyone has told everyone and everyone is there.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. And I'm not joking. That is really how that played.
Yes, but Tom, you are the original influencer. I will give you that. That is quite remarkable. And it was a fun, fun time. But that was not the only thing we did on Mardi Gras. We went to a party at 10 o'clock and watch the Zulu parade, which might be the noisiest parade ever.
But
it was very festive and fun.
I don't know, the place.
Bacchus?
No, this was a hotel.
Yeah, the Windsor Court. Bacchus?
A different hotel.
Okay, I can't help you.
On just off Bourbon Street.
Sinesta, yeah.
The Royal Sinesta Hotel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were there. They put on their own little party, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that was what we did after we went to Kevin's. Then we went over to the Royal Sinesta, which had a lovely little party of its own. And then we went to the Crescent City. So it was a busy Mardi Gras for us. I hope it was a fun time for you, too.
Yeah, I hope it is for a lot of people. They don't all have to go
but
to that one place.
But now it's over. It's over. It's real life. It's actually, I call it in New Orleans, it's New Year's Day here. Or yesterday was New Year's Day. Because it's the day after Mardi Gras. We don't get started on real life until after Mardi Gras. But it is Lent now, and that means seafood. So do people actually really, really change their dietary habits for Lent as much as you would think?
Yeah, I do, and I would, too. Because, I don't know how much I can say.
I'm on my second day of no chocolate, so that's a big change for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's about where I'm coming from, too. I love all of this stuff, all this seafood, the kind of things. I can't remember who it was, but it was a friend of mine who was all going on and on about the fact that, you know, people who say, oh, yeah, I only eat
seafood
this time of year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we eat seafood all the time in New Orleans. It's such
a staple
of the repertoire.
That's not exactly something that is right on the nose. I mean, it's already been put to good use.
We've been on for 10 minutes, and I don't think we've really said anything. So let's start all over again. Hey, folks, we're back now. People are probably wondering what's going on with the show, because one day we're there and the next day we're not. So let me offer this explanation.
When did we miss it?
I'm not going to offer what I really suspect is wrong, because first of all, Tom will not like it, and second, it involves his cats, which are his beloved creatures. And so let's just say that we think that the lines in the office have been damaged.
What?
And so Saturday we have someone coming over to check the lines, and hopefully that will be resolved. But that is why we have been sort of on and off for the last week or two. I think this started like mid-week last week. And so we're in studio today and tomorrow, just because the phone people are not coming until Saturday. So hopefully all of this will be resolved and we can go back to being lazy and just sitting at home and doing the show from there. Well, let me invite you to call us. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat and tell us what we missed yesterday, we would love to hear that. We have, we were talking about going to dinner tonight at Barcadia.
Barcadia, that's right downstairs
Barcadia,
from where we are.
Barcadia, which is right downstairs, and it is Steak Knife at, Night at Barcadia.
Ah, okay. So that's what
tonight
you were.
Tonight is Steak Night.
That was your
Yes, I don't
plan.
Think we're going there after all,
no?
But
they make good, really good French fries.
They do. They're fresh cut fries. And then with the
good
steak,
hamburgers
you
too,
get
but you can
the
have
fries
it.
Too. Yeah. So you get a salad, you get the ribeye, and you get fries, which harkens, for $16, which kind of harkens back to the old Crazy Johnny's. The phenom that was created in Crazy Johnny's when they did the $5 steak. And you liked the steak, too. You thought it was really good, right?
What, the old Crazy Johnny's?
Yeah, the $5 steak special at Crazy
Johnny's.
She
was such a kick that if she came out and she said, here, I'm about to read a whole hour's worth of, I don't know
War
what.
And Peace.
She was just a kick.
Yeah.
Every time I ever talked to her, she would always laugh at you, and you could laugh at her, and everything was good. A lot of fun.
Well, the $5 steak special, though, was actually good, wasn't it? The steak was actually good, right?
It
wasn't just like this throwaway thing. Yeah, so that's what I kind of suspect the Steak Night special at Barcadia to be, where it is probably much better than you would think.
Let me stop
essentially
you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to claim something here before we go too much farther. If you ever went to Crazy Johnny's steakhouse, and you remember
was it a steakhouse or was it a bar?
It was a bar originally, but it evolved into
a steakhouse.
A steakhouse, And they sold some kind of number of steakhouses. It was astonishing to watch.
Well, if you're offering someone a steak for $5, now that was a long time ago, though. How long ago was that? Like 25 years ago? The kids were little,
yeah,
so
I think
probably 25 years ago.
I think it was
ago.
Much longer than that, the agos. But if you think about this, this is a really interesting restaurant slash bar. And if you've gone there and liked it, call us and tell us anything you want to know about it. We lost that place. The lady who ran.
Well, she passed away.
She
closed it before that, I believe. I think it was closed before that.
There was a couple of things.
It is now, I don't know, what is it now? Is it part of the Dragos family of buildings there?
Well, no, there was no connection between the two.
They've bought up a lot of the area
the parking.
And are using it for parking slash offices.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it might be part of that complex. 260-6368 is your number to give us a call. We're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Bing along with Tom and Bing, Marianne. Where are you going? Are you trying to escape? She's trying to, somebody stop her before she, okay. 226. Huh? It was just a joke. There's no.
Are there commercials on, Ron?
Oh, we have a break about the takeover.
I thought we had. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Let's
we'll be right back. Yeah.
We're back. Talking about the usual, nothing at all, but at least it has some sort of common thread. It's food.
Well, you sent me a little mint here.
Uh-huh.
And it says on the back, thank you.
No, that was from Crescent City.
Oh.
I picked up a few of those on the way out the door at Crescent
City. Thank them.
Yeah.
They had a great, great evening for us.
They did. Yes, they absolutely did. These steaks, Tom, I'm going to tell you something that you obviously don't know.
Here I come. You can watch the areas on my backs and in my eyes where I've been slapped now. Let's see what it's all about. So what is this? How did I lose?
I have something to tell you that you've obviously not.
I would not have guessed.
That you've obviously not learned your own self.
Yep.
This is strictly from observation, having been near you as often as I have. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You don't like strip steaks.
Where'd you get that idea?
You think you do, but you never actually eat them. You order them to the tune of $50.
Usually, that's about what they come in for.
They're so superior. And then the entire time you eat them until you quit, you complain about how chewy they are.
Yeah. So, that's one of the characteristics of a strip.
Why would you do that, Tom? Because
well, it's not all about.
If you were to come down to the rest of us plebeians who like filet, you might actually eat the meat.
You know, but that's the way it always comes down.
I would at least eat the meat when you quit, as opposed to the strip steak, which goes to the dog. Go ahead. What?
Well, I don't think of it as a steak to the dog kind of thing. I think it's my favorite steak, generally speaking, but it is inconsistent.
No, it's consistent, Tom.
No, it's inconsistent. I'm telling you.
That I've watched you eat or not eat, you complain the entire time you're eating them, and then halfway through you quit.
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't.
It's not true. It's every single time.
Listen to this.
Okay. I just want you to consider the possibility, Tom, that you, it's like me with fish and chips.
They're interchangeable, and if you want to see this, go to the here's a steak that the name of which I can never keep straight in my hands. It's on Veterans Highway, pretty much in the middle.
Bruce Chris.
No, it's
Marianne. Desi Vega.
Desi Vega.
Okay, what about it?
Yeah. The sirloin strip steak there, really great. Consistently always has been. And when I'm out there administrating guesses as to which restaurants are good and which are not so good. That's what I look for, that consistency. And they have always had that, in my opinion. But what do I know?
Well, I'll tell you what you don't know. You don't know that you don't like strip steak. That is clear that you do not know that. Because I'm telling you.
This place we're going tonight, do they have a sirloin strip?
Well, no, because it's Italian.
Italians can have steaks.
Yes, they can. They can. But it's not that kind of Italian. 260.
Well, I'm not that kind of boy either.
What?
I'm not that kind of boy either.
6368. Help me.
All right. Let's just shift to something else.
Okay. What's that?
What's the great steak? I'm sorry. What's the great adding to a steak? Is it souffle potatoes, or would it be
cream spinach?
Cream spinach. That's exactly what I was looking for.
I know, Tom.
It really was.
I never get a prize, but I'm always right there with the answer.
Nice to know.
What is the best? I think both.
Actually, Ruth's Chris Stick,
both is the answer
come up pretty good.
I think a great steak should be accompanied by some mushrooms.
Yeah.
Some cream spinach.
Yeah. Well, not me. I don't find it ever comes out good.
What, cream spinach?
Yeah. Well, in some places, but not most of them.
Well, Tom, spinach is good for you no matter how you crack it. So I'm going to order cream spinach.
Okay, go right. Oh, you can get
like
whatever
to
you
eat
like.
My spinach. The potatoes. You know, that is kind of an interesting question. I mean, mildly interesting. Let's face it. It's nothing on this show is all that profound. But if you are at a steakhouse and you are ready to order your accompaniment to the steak.
Yeah.
Your steakhouse side, and it's a potato of some sort. Is it baked? Is it O'Brien? Is it au gratin? Is it hash browns? Is it French fries?
Well, you have some that I really like and some that I don't really like.
To me, it would be all the above, but not really. I mean, you obviously can only do one. But it's always a challenge to me. I have a real dilemma when it's time to order the accompaniment to the steak.
Yeah, I completely concur.
I will often get a potato. It's always going to be cream spinach. And I might additionally get a potato of some sort. But I don't really ever know what that potato is going to be.
Well, that's tough.
When we went to Gallagher's the other night, it was a baked potato, which is unusual. I normally get something else. When we went to Crescent City, it was French fries.
Yeah,
Those were fresh-cut fries.
The Crescent City Steakhouse, I think it needs a little bit of a special consideration because it's a very old steakhouse. They go back to, I want to say, the 20s.
1934. 1934. I know that because I threw away the bag today.
Yeah.
And it said, Crescent City, serving New Orleans since 1934.
Bring in one bag, please.
Yeah, so 1934. Well, how long's Ruth's Chris been around? That's been around a while, too.
Well, in its current form, it was the 1930s, I think.
Yeah, so it's about the same. It's about the same. I mean, when Ruth Fertel took it over, it was probably in the 50s, wasn't it?
No, when she took it over, it was well into the 60s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And maybe even into the 70s.
See. Let's see when Ruth's Chris started.
Yeah, their website has all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look it up on their website.
Although that's so uninteresting as compared with the content we have here on our program.
It is?
I think it is. I mean, you know, anybody can go get a steak or something, but not just anybody could.
All right.
Yep.
What did you think of the party at the Sonesta?
You know, I don't know what they were trying to do.
They were having a party for people that are business associates of theirs. That's
all. Well, but
it was fine. It was fun.
I have gone.
We have Michael 75. Bless you, Michael. Michael 75 is here to rescue me. Hello, Michael 75.
Hello, everybody. You're blessing me. Are you giving me ashes today?
No, that
sure,
was yesterday.
Here's your ashes.
That was yesterday.
But you might have them today. I mean, it's nothing that says you can't have, you know, ashes on your forehead. You know, you can do that. They'll let you do that.
Tom's still rambling. Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
Zip it. Let's go, Michael.
Isn't that wonderful?
Anyway, my favorite accompaniment to a steak is the Lyonnaise potatoes from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, which are ain't there no more.
Oh, really?
No. About seven years ago, they changed the recipe. It's terrible now. It used to be fabulous.
Which is this? What?
Lyonnaise potatoes at Ruth's Chris are no Lyonnaise. Longer there.
I would lose that. That was a great dish.
Oh, yeah, Lyonnaise. It's from Lyon.
Oh, okay.
Lyon,
so
that's right,
Lyonnaise.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Not Lyonnaise, like some people say, and not
Venetian.
Well,
Venetians, I just said it, so I've been corrected, and I appreciate it, because it occurred to me, after I said it, it occurred to me that I'm talking to Michael 75, who has spent so much time in France, that it probably is Lyonnaise, because it's from Lyon. So, yeah. Okay.
And Lyon is the gastronomic capital of the world, even surpassing Paris.
That's where Chef Gerard came
Crozier.
From. Crozier, yep. That's he and his wife both
from Lyon.
They kind of,
okay.
Yeah, they are
all right, so,
born there.
The Lyonnaise potatoes, which are no longer, what's wrong with them now?
Who?
I don't know. They're completely different. They don't have all the onions like they used to have, and I don't know. The recipe's completely different. I tried it, couldn't even eat it.
I was
in shock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now I go with the creamed spinach usually.
Okay. Well, what about the other potato dishes that are there? They have a lot of other potatoes there.
Sure.
They had a mashed potato, which is pretty good.
You can have all of them, mine, of those.
They have the shoestring potatoes, and then they have the regular baked potato.
Oh, wow, that is kind of limited.
Yeah, those shredded little, what do they call them?
Michael, I'm going to give you, shoestring potatoes. I'm going to give you my hash brown recipe, which I think you should do.
All right, let's hear it.
I already know that. It's the greatest.
Oh, okay.
But my wife is already scared because I almost burned the kitchen down once. And when I go with the Mary Ann thing and I start smoking, she gets upset.
But they are good, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're great. Anyway, you corrected me on a little language. I was saying plebeian, and you said plebeian, which is correct.
Oh, you checked.
Yeah, that's
you
correct.
Checked on it. Thank you.
I didn't have to check it. I know what it is.
No, I knew.
I speak language.
Yeah. Okay.
But today, my wife and I went to Tom's favorite place, the greatest Chinese restaurant in the whole world. I've eaten all over except in Wuhan.
Chinese kitchen.
That's it. But did you get the reference to Wuhan?
No.
Wuhan is the epicenter of the coronavirus.
Oh, you know what? I have to tell you, I'm sorry, folks. Do forgive me for electively choosing to not get involved in the mass hysteria.
Well, I'm trying to go to my bank and borrow a large sum of money so I can invest in the stock market. I believe in your theory. I don't believe in that hysteria.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, to me, this is a good example of it. The last, quote, hurricane we had, where it was an absolute shoo-shoo and everything was canceled. I don't even bother with hurricanes, generally speaking, and I'm driving around that day thinking, oh, should I be upset? Because this sounds really bad. And then I said, of course not. This is the press doing their little thing, you know? So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, no, I don't know anything about the coronavirus other than there's a mass hysteria.
So this I had a platonic dish today. It's called the sizzling warbler with crispy rice.
Oh, that's a Chinese dish. Chinese like crazy.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. And
very good, yeah.
The great thing is when you bring someone who's never been there before to not many Chinese restaurants, and you tell him, look, I'm going to tell you when our dish comes out of the kitchen, and I'll have my back to it 30 feet away. He says, how can you do that? Because you hear the simmering steam of the sizzling warbler while it's being served.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
But if you go there, get that, and the egg rolls are out of this world, too.
Okay. Right. I know you love it, Michael. You're making me want to try it. I know you love it.
Well, it's the food show you have managed to come into on 105.3 FM,
Michael.
HD2. Anyway, Don is with us.
Well, I think we have to take a break, though, Rob.
We do?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don
no?
will be... Don.
Okay.
Okay. It's Don, the gourmet
yeah.
neighbor. Okay, that's perfect. Oh. And we'll yeah. be back with more of the food show in a moment after first. Please, this, I think... Okay.
Oh,
well, that's
okay.
what
right.
I thought I was doing. Okay.
Don,
and that's
hello.
Don, the neighborhood gourmet. Isn't that how that goes?
I think we should provide instructions when people call. I'm very confused.
Nah. Tell me how you would do that.
I'm not sure. It's just a thought. There has to be a way. So you struck a chord with Ruth's with me, and I think on a podcast last week, Marianne mentioned Ruth's too, and it is just in no way, no shape, no form, even a shadow of what that restaurant used to be.
That's true. That is true.
And when,
what's the steak that used to be?
No, he said Ruth's Chris is a mere shadow of its former self.
The one, yeah.
All of them.
All of them, you think? Okay.
All of them. Oh, all of them. It's quick. We just went to, we did the same thing you did, but we went to Ruth's downtown at Harrah's.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like you said, it took forever, but that was to be expected.
That's a beautiful restaurant, by the way.
Yeah. And I do agree with Michael. The Lyonnaise potatoes, they're made with fingerling potatoes now. That are
oh, gosh. Really?
Yeah, they're awful. The only dish that remains the same is the cream spinach. The dressings that used to be all homemade or in-house, they come from wherever. They're not made in-house anymore, certainly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, even the steaks. I mean, we ate half of the steak, and that was about it. And there were five of us, and we did, I think, two apps. We each had a steak, and we did three sides with three glasses of wine. And it was almost $500 before tip. And, you know,
that's about right for them.
You should have gone to Crescent City.
Well, I mean, then we'd have to get there. We were out in the street all day, and I certainly wasn't getting in a car, and Uber was going to be a nightmare. So we just, you know.
Oh, that's right. You live here. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was within walking distance, so it was just easy to walk to.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Mardi Gras is in the books. It was exhausting. I think at one point we had about 73 people in this condo. And that was for a demo. I think it was a demo and passing directly in the front. Most people would go downstairs.
Oh,
well, with the catastrophe that happened, 13 yeah. floats passed, and they all came back up. So
that was my
catastrophe.
But what did you serve, Don? I know you served something.
Oh, let me tell you. I think, that, again, biggest hit. Let me tell you. I had a caterer come in as well, and someone served, okay? And one of the things that I made, of course, was the jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, she said, Marianne, this is much better than the jambalaya we serve. Can you please share your recipe? And at least I gave it to at least six other people that night. At least. I did it.
All right, Don. All right. I'm going to do it. You've shamed me into it.
I am just going to make it and bring it to you guys. It's just easier like that. It's easier. I did a sous vide pineapple pulled pork.
That was good.
That was really over the top.
What are we supposed to do? Chisel it in concrete? I mean,
yeah.
it fell to pieces. You know, it just when I went to pull it, uh-huh. it was beautiful. Came out. Served that in some little Hawaiian rolls. We did some Natchitoches meat pies. We did some shrimp quesadillas and. You know, all the other accoutrements, the cheese tray.
Well, no wonder you had 74 people there. That sounds like a good menu.
It was. It was. I just wish there were fewer people. It was nice, but that was a lot of folks.
That's what they always used to say about the guy we were talking about earlier when we first started out.
Well, if you weren't so charming, you wouldn't have that many friends.
So, well, you know, I never set that up. They came and got me. It's the way it goes.
We'll just let them go on.
And you know, going back to another time, I'm sorry I haven't called about a week, so this will be the last item here. going back to your discussion about the school food, school lunches, I have to totally agree with Tom because all of my experiences were good.
Yeah, great. I mean, I went to three grammar schools and two high schools. And with...
I was going to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
With very few exceptions, the food that I always ate in the cafeteria was terrific.
Yeah.
I really... you know, there were always kids who were complaining about this not being they are. I mean, this is how I managed to become what I am, and that is to get used to trying everything.
Okay, so, John, I have a question for you.
Who?
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Has been invited to the opening or the unveiling of the new breakfast menu at Wendy's.
Oh, no, stop.
And I want to go.
Stop
it. But my daughter said, don't you dare. So,
I don't think you have to go if you've been invited.
Wait, what?
If you're invited to something, even if it's ridiculous, I always, you have to go.
Well, I don't have to go, but I feel like I should go. You know what I'm most interested in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the psychology of it
more
than anything else because McDonald's
I don't understand.
I'm about to explain it. McDonald's got into selling coffee when the
And remember
trend,
what happened to them.
When the trend for gourmet burgers spawned by the Five Guys chain chipped away at enough of their burger market that they needed to find a way to make up the market share, so they went into coffee. Breakfast is becoming an essential part of the dining experience for these fast food chains, and I'm not exactly clear why, like what market share has been chipped away, maybe by delivery or something. I don't know, but I'm fascinated by it, and I want to go to hear the story.
Okay. You're looking for someone who has this story?
No, I'm looking for Don's approval on going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Go. Definitely go. I would for sure go. I don't know where they're getting the market from. That's definitely not something I do.
No, of course not. I don't do it either. I can't even tell you the last time I went to a place like that. I mean, I do go to Atomic Burger because that's pretty good, but not a lot.
No.
I'm trying to think of the last fast food anything I ate.
But I didn't realize they were unveiling the new menu.
I think it's tomorrow. I'm not sure. I mean, might not logistically be possible, but Mary Lee
well,
said,
I can't wait to hear. I'll be waiting with bated breath.
I'll try to make it.
Bated
all right,
breath.
Don. All thank
right.
you for calling.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Bye. All right, 260-6368. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Just got two texts saying that I should go to the Wendy's breakfast.
Well, I remember when they first put out their breakfast items, and it was like the big something. And it actually was decent, but then all of a sudden one day it wasn't anymore.
Well, there was...
Closer to the microphone, please.
It was, I don't know, I'm going to have to discuss this with the CEO of our company, our daughter.
Huh?
Because she strictly forbid me, but I think I might have to, I'm just too curious. I'm just too curious. The menu sounds actually not bad. It's unveiled on March 2nd.
What is?
The menu for the breakfast at Wendy's.
Oh.
Yes, and it is...
they've tried it before is what I'm trying to tell you. But
I don't think so. I think...
I remember.
You think they did and then they pulled it back or something?
I think people just started ignoring it. I mean, it's, so what? It wasn't much of a surprise.
Well, you know, I think food trends change, and I think that this is going to be a little bit of an upgrade for sure on what I'm sure, you know, some other people are doing. But it's like a chicken and biscuit kind of thing, and there's also a frosty chino. So,
ooh, that just moves me.
A frosty chino, just the idea of that sounds interesting. I mean, I'm not into anything chino, but I think it sounds mildly intriguing. So let's put it that way.
All right, I'm going to pull two things together.
I don't want to be a total snob. Go
no,
ahead.
No. Steakhouse, it's on Canal Street. It used to be in some others around the country. It's headquartered in Chicago. So what restaurant is that?
Wait, what? Wait, start over
okay,
again?
Okay, this is a steakhouse that is connected. Well, it's right next door to. That's how it's connected. Right at the foot of Canal Street, and it's it has kind of a.
Wait, start over again. Tom.
Okay, this is a steak. This
the
is a steak.
Is waiting for you.
The steak.
Harrah's Steakhouse.
Who?
Harrah's Steakhouse.
Harrah's.
Yeah.
No. This is a steakhouse. It is all available all around the country. It is a chain, but it's a pretty classy, upscale, kind of expensive chain at that. And
it's in town?
It's in town and has been for a long time, and at the foot of Canal Street. And the logo is kind of...
Oh, Morton's.
Morton's sticker. Marianne and I...
again.
Marianne and I went to have dinner at that place.
Uh-huh. About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was more like happy hour. It wasn't really dinner. It was happy hour.
Happy hour, yeah. I think you had a hamburger.
I did. Yeah. I had sliders.
Yeah. Well, anyway, now we've gotten rid of that. Don't have to.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was on my mind. I was thinking about it, that this is a steakhouse, and it's near... the foot of the area, and we hadn't really talked.
It wasn't very good.
It used to be much better.
It used to be actually pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And then the Landry's people bought it, and then you know that's sort of the kiss of death.
Yeah. Go to Morton's, and I think it's worthwhile trying.
Do you think
it.
It's worthwhile?
But just for a certain kind of customer, a certain style of.
It's called a tourist.
A tourist. Okay. Well, all right. We'll let
it's
you have that.
It's called a tourist. It's called a conventioneer. Although I mean, they have enough of those.
Here's my conventioneer right here.
They have enough of those where people. It's not your birthday, Tom. I'm not going to laugh. 260-6368. Oh, gosh. My apologies, folks, for this stinkeroo of a show. I'm deeply
humiliated. People
like
the humor. No, they love the humor.
No, there's absolutely nothing happening here. We promise to get better.
I don't like this.
It's kind of like you have a football game and you're down by 20 points, and you go into the locker room and you come out charging and you make it all up and you finish strong. That's what we're going to do the next hour. You have my solemn word. We're going to go into the news and finish strong. We're going to come out.
Okay. Well, get it ready.
I'm going to lock Tom out.
You're going to lock me out?
No. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, we would love to,
we've had a few questions.
I just have to be honest. We'd love to have a call. Go ahead. What?
Well, we both had a few questions that weren't quite answered.
Yeah? What are they?
Huh?
What are they?
Well, let's see. One of them was, that the... question of steakhouses at the high end of the spectrum, including Ruth's Chris, but also including the Crescent City. Uh-huh. Although there's a lot of people, I think, would say that the
Crescent City?
From the might be a little too easygoing and casual.
The Crescent City.
The Crescent City.
I think it's just old-fashioned.
It's just old-fashioned,
but
it's charming.
I mean, it's quirky old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, and the prices.
And it has a certain charm. That has a certain charm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I liked being there a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, a friend of mine just texted and said, boy, that was a good sports analogy. It was, wasn't it? We're going into the news. We're coming out a totally different show.
That's right.
Well, that's a lie.
And we're not kidding about that, neither.
We're not going to ever be a totally different show. But we could kick it up a notch in terms of interest for listeners. I have your back, folks. I have your back.
All right. Somebody call us up and tell us something about that we haven't discussed yet today.
Clearly, we're spiraling down. Although,
We don't allow that negativism.
Another 3.5 minutes of that, and then I'm telling you what, you're just not going to recognize us when we come back out.
Huh?
She says, wondering how in the world she's going to make that happen. Mm.
How do I get myself wrapped up in this?
You know, Tom, that is a question I ask my own self.
Yeah.
At least 50 times a day.
But I don't feel bad about it.
I do.
You know, I feel, you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful part of my life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If she were not here, well, then she wouldn't be here. So.
Let's see what happens if she's not here.
Okay.
Anyway.
So let's see.
All right. Today is Elizabeth Taylor's birthday.
Is it really?
Yes. This is a fun story. She had dinner at the now extinct Christians once, and Chris Ansell asked her.
I know that story because I think I wrote it.
Of course, you did write it, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to finish it?
No, you go. Okay. You do it.
Chris Ansell asked if she would autograph a menu. She said she would if he'd pick up the check for dinner. And then he said, never mind.
You know,
I bet you that was a pretty good check, too.
I'm sure it was.
And you know what? I wonder how many times something like that would ever happen to a person.
Often.
I think that Elizabeth Taylor probably always got her check picked up without ever having to ask for it.
Heck, people walk up to me completely, you know, who knows who. They do it all the time.
Yeah, but so I'm saying
you may as well be able to get
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, that's my point exactly.
And so I can't. I mean, she must have been absolutely shocked that that he didn't want to pick up her check, because that is something that you don't even have to ask for usually.
Yeah,
at that level,
you just expect.
So what was wrong with Chris Ansell? Is my question.
He was a real. Nothing. I don't know what you're thinking, but he was a very good businessman. He was a very good restaurateur and always enjoyed going there. They had a great chef. They had a really interesting menu. And anything you would say about Christians, which is gone, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Well, he's long gone. He lives in Switzerland now. You know what's that reminds me of the 21 Club story, where apparently there were so many people that came in there that were famous, they'd be comping everyone's check all the time.
That's terrible.
So Dick Brennan's friend who ran it comped his check, and the bartender said, "Mister, you must be somebody, because I ain't ever seen a check
that was that was Dick Brennan
Senior." WWL 105.3 FM.
We have more.
HD2, off to the locker room.
Or do we? Are we done?
No.
Oh, okay.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.